Well, look, it's a great opportunity for us to celebrate those, you know, so many journeys that have made our city, our state, our nation so much richer, so much more prosperous. Our cultural diversity is something that we are very, very proud of. It's our greatest asset, our richest asset. And we don't just tolerate multiculturalism in Victoria, we celebrate it proudly. It's something that it's so filled with joy and hope and respect and inclusion. It's something that we can be very, very proud of. We're not just a leader in our nation, we're a leader in the world.
What would you like to say about sometimes, you know, we see challenges in terms of what's happening in the world and its impact or reflection on the community here in Australia, especially, let's say, the Muslim migrants. How can we make sure that our society is still more inclusive?
Well, we always have to be loud in our support for our cultural diversity and the fact we're a multicultural, multi-faith community. But we also we owe it to the richness and the importance of our multiculturalism to sometimes speak very, very frankly. And it is a fact that there are many in our Australian community, particularly newly arrived migrants, particularly those of the Muslim faith, who feel that they're not fully a part of our nation, they're not fully part of our state. They deal with many, many, many challenges, often people who are very afraid of things that are different, people that are filled with hate. We need to do more. We need to support every member of our Victorian family, no matter their background, no matter their faith, to reach the full potential that belongs to them, because that's how our state grows. That's how we all do much better. I spoke in my remarks earlier on that we've seen over the years many acts of great kindness, welcoming people from war-torn parts of the world, from areas where things have been very difficult. And every single one of those communities, whether it's Vietnamese, Afghanis, Iraqis, those from the post-war conflicts in the 50s and 60s, all of those communities, every one of them, has paid us back over and over again and made us a much stronger and a much better place.
You took a very distinctive position on the asylum seekers, especially the girl in, Asha in Queensland.
Yes.
You had a really positive stance on that. So are you willing to take on more asylum seekers or refugees when they arrive to Victoria?
Well, I think what's most important is we are supporting a very large intake of Syrian refugees who will come here through the process that all Australian governments are involved in. And we'll, as we always do, we'll take more than 25%. That's our population share, but we'll do more than that because that's the sort of state that we are. I made some comments recently about those, many of whom who are born here, children particularly, who should be allowed to stay. We should wrap our arms around them in an act of kindness. We should say, you can stay here, because I'm confident if we do extend that hand of friendship and care, those families, those children in years to come, will be proud members of the Victorian community, and we are prepared to pay for the healthcare, the schooling, the housing for those families. It's a small number, but it's a very, very big step and a big message that we are a kind and generous state.
Tonight, SBS is a media partner to this event.
Yes. Yes.
Have you heard about SBS Arabic going 24?
Oh, no, I haven't, no. Ah, oh, news. You're giving me the news. This is good.
So what do you think? We have extra hours produced here locally, but also we have
different
feed
platforms
from the BBC in London.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that's
so
that is terrific.
What do you think about that?
Well, the best way for me to say thank you and well done is to come on the program.
Yeah, of course. Thank you very much. I'm pleased.
Terrific. All the very best. Thank